Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. A lot going on in the gaming industry. Howard Stutz joins us, executive editor of CDC Gaming Report. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He is the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports and probably the most influential gaming reporter in the world. I'm putting you there, right there.
Oh my God, I hope you got my salary here somewhere.
You'll be getting
my Wikipedia page.
We'll send you a bonus mug. How about that? All right, so let's start out. I don't think it's the biggest story, but it may be the biggest story today, which is the coronavirus shutdowns that we're seeing once again across the country.
Yep, it's starting. I mean, we started seeing it a few, not so much a shutdown, what we're seeing is rollbacks until the news out of Michigan last night. But a lot of states were starting to roll back their operations. Illinois is rolling back hours and implemented more social distancing. Massachusetts, it has a curfew that started earlier this month from like 9:30 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. That has impacted the casinos throughout the state, the three casinos. Encore, MGM, and Penn National's property out of Plainridge. But then Michigan on Sunday, the governor said that starting Wednesday, they're going to shut down a lot of restaurants, a lot of different businesses for 3 weeks, try to get the virus in hand, and that included the casinos. So that's the first government-ordered shutdown. Now, we're hearing out of Colorado, the Blackhawk community, the county that operates where Blackhawk, the casinos are there, may close, order the casinos close. And it looks like that may happen, may have happened this earlier this week when we're talking. So we're not real sure what's going on there. That's what we're seeing now. So now we're kind of on this watch on what's going to happen. And I don't think we'll see, other than Michigan, we may see some other shutdowns, you know, per se, but I think it's really going to be rollbacks in operations, maybe curfews at night. Try to limit more distancing. Originally, with Colorado, they actually closed just to table games in Blackhawk, but we haven't heard about the other markets, Central City, and you know where they're at right now. So it's a fluid situation as we speak.
Good news, as we're taping this on the morning of the 16th of November, that a second vaccine is getting high marks. That may be able to come through too. But we're still looking at least a year, if not a couple of years out, correct, of getting back to any kind of normalcy.
Right, getting back to what we call like pre-COVID numbers, or you know what we were in 2019, which were some of the highest gaming and non-gaming numbers we've seen in the state, and since the recession. So we're looking at a couple of years getting back. But the issue with the vaccine, it's a great, you know, listen, that's what is needed to try to get people back to Las Vegas, back traveling again. But it's the distribution on when they can, when it's going to be distributed, how long that will take, who gets it first. You know, we'll talk about, I guess, the you know, high risk community is probably going to be the first ones to get the vaccine. So that's really, you know, it's just going to be the rollout of it. It's great news that you have a second company now announcing that they have a, you know, positive tests on their vaccine. But the question is, how long is it going to take to get this rolled out into, you know, throughout the country? That's what's going to slow things down. As you well know, Sam, we've discussed this, you've discussed this on your show. It's really, you know, we have in Vegas, the lack of airline flights, the lack of convention business, that's what's hurting the market. Until we get all that back, that's when we'll return Las Vegas, and it's going to take a while.
All right, so now I'm going to bring up a topic that I know a lot of people in the gaming industry would just throw up their hands and maybe pull out their hair. Las Vegas is a 2 million person market. The Strip over the years has been famous for not welcoming locals onto the Strip to fill in any cracks in the business. And I remember famously about a decade ago when I was promoting my dining show in Las Vegas, and I'm not going to say which property, but I was in a property with a marketing director who said, why would we want to advertise to locals? We don't even let them in our parking garage. Is it not time for the Las Vegas Strip to realize that they have a market right there that could fill in some of the gaps in midweek?
That's what a lot of properties have been doing. We've seen a little more marketing toward, you know, locals, but at the same time, now we have a, you know, a suggested stay-at-home order for the next couple of weeks, you know, that we're in the middle of. So that becomes the other issue. And they don't, and a lot of people don't want to venture down to the Strip at this point, whereas, you know, you might go to a property that's in your neighborhood, the Station Casinos, Red Rock Resort / property, or Boyd Gaming property. That's what we're seeing more of. That's why the locals market continues to, you know, do better than it has been. But, you know, the idea of going to the Strip is still somewhat foreign to a lot of locals, and they're going to have to be some incentives. You look at downtown, that's a lot of locals' business. That's what Circa has been, Derek Stevens, the opening of Circa, has been banking a lot of his business on, is bringing in locals besides the downtown guests. Right now, he doesn't have a hotel open. He won't until the end of December. So they're banking on a locals market, a locals customer. And a lot of locals, they're saying, you know, look, there's not a lot of other amenities. There's not, you know, movie theaters aren't open at a lot of the different properties. Restaurants are on limited hours, limited menu options. That's the challenge on the Strip too, to get people down there besides, you know, you don't have any, you know, you have some shows that are opening. I mean, we saw this morning, David Copperfield's canceling his show for next few weeks because he had a positive COVID test among his cast or crew. So it's those type of challenges are there. So we can say they want to bring in locals. You saw MGM has never reinstituted its paid parking. Caesars has somewhat, but not for locals. And in some properties, it's still free. So it's just really how they can go about doing this. And this may be a lot of decisions that they're going to have to talk about over the next year.
Let's turn our attention to what was kind of shocking to me, maybe not to you, but it was to me, was the potential for Las Vegas Sands in Las Vegas to be on the block. And the price seemed to me to be incredibly low because you could not build those 7,000 rooms for $6 billion. And you're not looking at a property that's run down or has deferred maintenance needs. So if somebody were to buy that for $6 billion, they would have an incredible start. Now, of course, you got to run it and have the money to do that. But, you know, Cook Kerkorian was famous for not falling in love with his properties, according to our good friend Phil Satre. Is that the same thing that's going on here with Las Vegas Sands?
Not real sure what is the whole issue, what brought this about. There may have been an overture from some investment group, a real estate broker, some type of overture. And as a public company, Las Vegas Sands has to consider these type of offers. That's what we see all the time. When we first heard it, it was like, oh, yeah, no, they're not selling. And then all of a sudden, the one sentence statement from the corporation said, we're considering it, and but we have nothing further to say. On the last earnings call for Las Vegas Sands, the company, Sheldon Adelson and his executives were very bullish about Macau's recovery, more so than Las Vegas. We are starting to see a little bit of a recovery in Macau. It's slow, but now that they've eased a lot of visa restrictions, travel, you know, into Macau, we're seeing a little bit of a recovery there. And it gets to that extent of, okay, would they rather spend more of their time on Macau and Singapore? They're spending $5 billion between both Macau and Singapore to expand those properties. Are they truly an Asian-based company, which they are in terms of, before COVID, they were in terms of revenues. This could be a real estate investment trust play, is the other thought that we've had, that a REIT could come in, like an MGM Growth Properties or VICI. They buy all the real estate, which is a lot of acreage, 63 acres, a lot of, nearly 2 million square foot convention center, 7,000 hotel rooms, 2 hotel casinos, buy the real estate and then lease it back to Las Vegas Sands to operate or some other company to operate. So that could be what's in play here. We really won't know. We really don't know right now. They've gone kind of silent on it, a lot of speculation. I think you and I can count on one hand the number of companies that are out there that could actually spend $6 billion, you know, the price that was estimated for all these properties. So it seemed to me the real estate investment trust idea was in play the most. We saw what MGM did last year, selling the land and buildings of all their big properties. They basically walked away. They still operate them, but paying a decent amount of rent, but they got about $8 billion in cash that they've used to like pay down debt and for other purposes. So that may be something that Sands could be looking at. It's a lot of speculation, there's a lot of talk. There's a long answer to say I really don't know, but it is a lot of speculation. It is, and it was fascinating that I agree with you, Sam. The price, $6 billion, seems small, for those properties. So we'll see. Resorts World itself is, it's costing more than $4 billion to build, and that's going to open next year, next summer. So we'll see where happens.
And that's only 3,000 rooms. So, I mean,
for 3,500, yeah.
Yeah, so 4 billion. Yeah, for 3,500 rooms, and now you're looking at 7,000. Okay, so we're just talking here, so let's just throw it out there. The idea of the REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, makes sense if your stock price is low, you need money to reinvest in other things. It seems to me that Las Vegas Sands doesn't have any of those issues. It can afford to maintain its position because it has pretty much as much credit as it wants, and its main owner, who owns more than 50%, could certainly fund whatever was needed. And so I think that there is a risk. We're not seeing it yet, but there's a risk in a downturn in the economy that's not a health risk, but rather a recession type risk, where you would need that real estate to be able to borrow money on. For companies like MGM who are giving up that ability, even though they own a big portion of their REIT, it seems like they're giving up something. I don't see Phil Ruffin doing a REIT when he bought Circus Circus. He bought that for the 100 acres.
Right. And he's not, Phil Ruffin is the last person to ever do, I think we'll do a REIT at this point. Sands, the challenge for Sands also is they have that big convention center, and they're a company in Las Vegas that relies heavily on the international travel from primarily from Asia and other markets. And we don't have international airline flights right now. That is the challenge that we're facing here in Vegas, and Sands sees that. And we don't know when this international travel is going to come back. Their recovery in Las Vegas is going to be a lot longer, prolonged than it would for Macau and Singapore. They're adding, think about this, in Singapore, they're spending $3 billion to expand Marina Bay Sands. not one penny is going toward the casino. It's all going toward hotel rooms, convention, more of the non-gaming amenities. A lot of rooms. They need rooms in Singapore. They sell that place out pretty much every night. They could maybe before COVID. They've also financed a lot of that already in Macau and Singapore. A lot of that development, $5.5 billion that they're spending. So they do have a lot of debt. They have about $13 billion in debt, which for Sands, they've never carried a lot of debt. That seems like a big amount for them right now. But it gets back to the point that I think the Adelson family they're like Kerkorian, that they're not married to their properties. They love Las Vegas Sands. They built it from the ground up, but the Venetian or the Palazzo. But at this point, we have a very changing, fluid environment, operating and financial environment here in Las Vegas. Who knows what they could be thinking?
The other thing, and then I'll get off this topic, is that, as far as gaming taxes go, they are far higher in other jurisdictions like Singapore and Macau. So if you're able to bring, which they were doing, the whales from those areas to Las Vegas, they're going to make a lot more money if you lose $1 million in Las Vegas versus losing $1 million. That was kind of shocking, too.
The other thing that's overhanging all this for Sands and Macau, and same with MGM and Wynn, is the concessions, the licenses. They're called concessions. They come due in November or June of 2022. We haven't seen yet, next year is when they're supposed to start really, formally applying, reapplying for these concessions, these licenses. But the government of Macau and of China have not given the guidelines or presented anything. There's been hope that maybe kick the concessions farther down the road because of what's going on with COVID, kick them out to 2023 or maybe even 2024. So that's kind of overhanging what's going on with Las Vegas Sands. That may be playing into their thought process. There's also the whole overhang of the relations between China and the U.S. that have been going on. An analyst from Hong Kong-based analyst before the election said a Biden administration would be better for Macau, because not so much that Biden would have a more friendly relationship with China, but there'd be more normalized. It wouldn't be, the fly by the seat of your pants relationship we see now with the Trump administration. So that's kind of overhanging all this. So there are a lot of questions going on what could happen with Sands, what they might be doing. They and Wynn are the two that are really reliant on Macau for their annual revenues. MGM not so much is in some way, but not so much because of their holdings here in the U.S.
All right, we got diversified. Okay, this is a great first segment. We need to take a break and make some money here. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Penny, Dad?
Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. The stock price that's being promoted for Caesars from where they are around $50 today to $100 by Union Gaming because of all that's going on with esports and William Hill. Just give us a quick thought on that.
Well, I think the William Hill deal is very smart for Caesars. Now they'll control their sports betting rather than just not just farming it out to another company. They'll control their sports betting. They're doing some things. It's expected they're going to sell one of the properties on the Strip. We don't know which one yet. Everybody's speculation is Planet Hollywood. Plus, they are getting, you know, they've sold off some other properties, so they're getting cash in to try to pay off some, you know, pay down some of their debt. But the William Hill sports betting thing is really because sports betting, it's going to be in 25 states by next year. Think about that. You know, half the U.S. will have legal sports betting by next year. Caesars will be in a lot of those markets. It's a great opportunity for them.
What are people saying to you in terms of the turnaround that Caesars is seeing from where they were a troubled company with a stock price in the low teens to being a $50 or maybe on its way to a $100 company? What was the big difference that people are telling you between the way it was operated before and the way it's being operated now?
Stability with the Carano family, and Tom Reeg is very well respected. Not saying taking anything away from Tony Rodio, was the last CEO of Caesars. He came in, you know, as a, you know, during the whole Icon thing, he's an Icon's guy, and he came in to kind of stabilize things. The Eldorado folks have a lot of respect on Wall Street. Tom Reeg has a lot of respect on Wall Street. The focus that they've put on the company, I think that's what's really got the investment community somewhat calmed down. We're not, you know, especially Icon's out of it. He sold off his stock, so his board members are going away. So I think that type of stability, I think that's what's helping Caesars.
All right, we'll take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Report. Red Rock Resorts, kind of stunning that the Palms is not at this point reopening. And the company, although they've taken a massive hit, as everybody else has during this time, is looking at basically a reformatted way of working their business. What quick thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's not surprising the Palms isn't open because it does rely on tourism, not just locals. So I think that's probably smart. And then they've reopened. They said there's 6 top properties within their portfolio. So that's what they're really focusing on. And like we said earlier, the locals market is doing better than the strip market. So I think that's why they're really having a concentration on that. And they've said they've seen younger crowds and newer, and they're hoping to get their longtime customers back. Same with Boyd Gaming, very similar.
Why do you think the younger customers are coming? Because they're new customers, really.
I think it's that. They're more apt to get out of the house right now, even though they stay at home or whatever. They're more apt to get out, where an older customer is trying to stay away from any type of environment that could put them, where we have a lot of questions. And they're they're understanding, they're starting to learn the game a little bit more. Sports betting is another, you know, reason why the younger crowd gain out. You know, go and watch games in one of these sports books, socially distanced, but doing that, and they're signing them up for the mobile app. So I think that they're hoping to turn those customers, you know, more. And plus, there's not a lot of else to do, Sam. Movie theaters are closed. A lot of, you know, there's not a lot of entertainment out there. So that's why I think they're seeing a lot more younger customers getting out.
A great show, Howard. Thank you so much for doing this, as always. And anytime. Look forward to talking to you soon, because I got like 80 more questions. So come back soon. All right. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening. Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.